Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise, happens to be,
What is this show, Noah?
Yeah.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have it.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
This is a podcast. It's called
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
Wow, that took a long time to say.
Well, we have to eat up as much time as possible.
Absolutely.
Because we are not good hosts. That is first and foremost.
That's what... for the audience to say.
Oh.
And
I will not plant that seed.
Yeah.
So listen, today on the show, we are talking to our expert.
And we'll introduce you in a second. But we will be talking to you, expert. But this show, this show is a great show, Aaron.
That brings up a really good point. This is our final episode. Sorry, but tune in next week.
Things, yeah.
There will be another podcast in its place.
Yeah, in the same time slot.
Yeah, you know what that podcast is called? I saw the script for it.
What is it called?
It's called Two Tumors in a Tube. Uh-huh. And apparently some cancer survivors.
Sure.
And they just talk about their experiences with sleep deprivation tanks.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, if you're new to the program...
I'll just cut that part out.
God.
That's a weird cough. It sounds like I'm laughing, but it's really, I think it's bronchial, which is actually going to be on next week's episodes of Two Tubers and Tubes.
How? I just can't.
Okay, so tell us about the show. What is this show about?
You know what? I forget. What is this show? What is this show about?
Sure. That's a good question. No, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Let me just bring the point to a head. This show is about Noah and I, Aaron, and we are so different, but the same also.
Yeah.
Noah is young. He doesn't know anything. He's so fresh. He's a greenhorn. Fragile, yeah. His bones are made
greenhorn,
out of glass.
That's a great way to put it.
Right. And then also there's me, old man time. I'm 300 years old. Can you believe it? Yeah, I work out, so I look better than that.
We're naive in different ways.
I'm out of touch, and Noah's in touch because he's just discovered himself. For the first time.
Yeah.
And what we like to do is bring on an expert, and that's our guest. And so our expert will tell us about the ways of the world as they see it based on their expertise. And today we are very privileged to have a very good guest.
Yeah, who we'll introduce in a second.
In a second, when we get to it.
But first, we like to let our audience know that Aaron and I aren't total dullards, as it were.
Right.
We do know some things. For instance, Aaron, what are you an expert in?
Sure. So last week it came up that maybe I'm not very good making up names on the spot.
Sure.
So what I did was I went to the local library and I got on the internet. And they asked me to leave, so I found a pamphlet outside the library, and I studied up, and now I'm an expert in naming babies.
Wow.
Names.
Any
name I can produce.
Just
by looking at somebody, I can tell you their name. If you describe somebody, I will tell you a name. And not just any name, the most specific, actually describes them in a deep and profound way. So I have that ability.
I would call that an expertise. Yeah, no, absolutely. I wish I could give...
Okay, here's an example.
Sure.
A bald guy with glasses, and he has one arm.
Great. I love...
This cough is just terrible.
We're going to call this show Aaron's Amused at His Own Bits.
Aaron's Amused.
Aaron's Amused is...
No, I think it's bronchial. Anyways, so this man.
What's his name? He has, all right, bald guy glasses, one arm.
His name is Mr. Thompson.
Thompson, damn it.
He's a real spark plug. And, you know, everybody likes him, but he
doesn't
like himself.
What's his first name, Aaron?
Randy.
His first name is Wendy.
I think I said Randy, but maybe Wendy. You know, I'm the expert. It's Randy.
Okay.
Anyway, Noah.
I believe you. Yeah. No, me?
No, another example.
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it gives me more time.
This is a woman. She doesn't have health insurance, she is
probably like a Trish.
She is with kids, but kids aren't kids;
probably
they're
like
cats.
Carol Ann, Carly Jane. Go ahead.
Well, it isn't.
Okay.
It's Jessica May May.
That's not anyone's name ever.
She has cats. She calls them her kids, and she dances in the Walmart. It's fine. She's fine.
All right.
But she's a little weird. Anyway,
okay.
Noah, the great points you bring up about how we're not quite dullards, even though we might sound like it. If you're listening to this, which, thank you.
Yeah.
That reminds me of our sponsor. Noah, do you remember our sponsor this week?
I do. It is
Miller Lite. The beer for kids.
And were you going to ask me something?
Yeah, Noah, and just real quick, thank you for the people listening. Thank you to Miller Lite.
And we'll get to our expert in
our
a
expert
second.
Is just sitting patiently. But we're real quick.
She didn't
just
seem
need
to want to
show.
Chime in.
Yeah, anytime she wants to speak up, she's welcome to.
Which seems
kind of
weird because we're all just sitting here in a room and we've said a lot.
Yeah, we've said tons.
But whatever.
Are you going to speak up?
No, she doesn't have to.
I agreed with Trish. I thought her name was Trish.
You didn't say anything about it.
That's fine. So anyway, Noah, what is your expertise?
My expertise, spaghetti.
Oh, okay.
Making it, eating it.
All of the above.
All the above. I like to think that angel hair falls in that category.
You said above?
Eat it?
Like electronic above?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just one of those things that, you know.
Where do you draw the line? Is linguine, is that a spaghetti?
Yeah, of course it is.
Is
fettuccine? Wait, what's linguine? I actually don't know the difference.
It's a long noodle.
Yes, yeah, so.
Long noodle.
So is fettuccine.
Right.
It's a line.
What's the difference between fettuccine and linguine, y'all?
I believe it's the spelling.
I think it's the shape of the pasta.
Right, because linguine is long and straight. And
like
thick,
lingual, like linear, like. Mm.
But the other one, linguine, long and straight. That's what's the other one?
Fettuccine.
Fettuccine. Now fettuccine is
also
straight.
Also spaghetti, like it's
yeah, spaghetti and linguine and
rigatoni.
Those are penne. No. Those are holy holes.
Angel hair.
Okay, so
angel
you're an
hair.
Expert. Okay, so you're just naming pastas now.
No, we named most of them. He pretty much only named angel hair.
Let me name somebody who's made out of pasta.
Pasta man.
Jacqueline. So Noah's an expert in all things spaghetti. That's great, man. What's the appropriate amount of time to cook spaghetti?
Well, it depends, obviously. If you're going to eat it, or if you're going to eat it raw, or if you're going to eat it cooked.
I am going to eat it raw.
Oh, then you don't have to cook it at all.
Do you need a chef's hat to boil the water?
No, you need a pot.
So Noah probably can't cook it yet.
Sorry, Noah.
22 will be a brighter year for you, maybe.
Yeah, you'll be grown up then.
I don't know how you're going to cook spaghetti in a chef's hat. It's going to burn up on the stove. you need a giant pot with water.
Let us get to our guests.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This is really
tis the season.
It really is the season. And I know this podcast isn't going to come out, and I like to call them a Papa podcast. This one's not going to come out until about next month or the year after.
Yeah.
And we are just so excited to have you. So something that recurs every year, it happens every year.
Some would say.
Most people say is religion. And today we have an expert on one of those religions.
Yeah.
This is...
And do you want us to use your real name?
Yeah, do you want your real name used?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. She's our expert in Judaism.
That's a great way to put it.
Judaics is another way
Judaics?
To say it.
Sure.
Hebrew.
He who is bro.
Bro.
Use people great. First language, thanks.
So yeah, not appropriate. Mud people.
Oh yeah, no.
And
the K word.
The K word. Yeah, never don't say kooky zooky Jews. Don't ever say that.
Yeah, no. But let's get to our guest.
Yeah, our guest. So this is Ariel Kaplan, and she's here to talk about all things Jewish. And
welcome.
Thank you so much. Hello,
hi.
Shabbat shalom.
What is that? What did?
Well, you know Shabbat.
Shabbat shalom.
That's Friday night
shalom.
Prayer.
Shalom. It is. We're.
Go. Give us a second. What did she do?
Yeah. Shalom.
Shalom. Hello. Goodbye.
It could mean peace.
Okay. Cool.
It means aloha.
She's speaking another language.
Yes.
Yeah, it's another language. So what is that language cool, that's that cool. you're speaking?
It's not a threat or what? It's like
it's not cool, a threat because cool. it's not Arabic. And I'm not speaking Arabic.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
But yeah. you could if you wanted.
No.
Right.
What's weird about it is that it's Hebrew, and it's like only a language used in Israel pretty much. Oh, I didn't look over there. Sorry. Burped. Oh, but then Noah looked too.
I was avoiding his burp.
He was scared because I admitted I was a Jew.
So Hebrew.
So
the power is real. Yeah.
How we're gonna get to a lot of these things because
we got a lot of points to take.
Gosh, man, the Jews and style, I gotta be honest, and Jew is one of those funny ones, right? It's the inflection that makes it. That makes the word
like
harsh or not. You can be Jewish, but like. You know, when you say it, Jew is, you know, it's the singular of
Jews,
right?
You're the only one I know who can say so many words without saying anything at all.
Right?
Just but I'm trying it. To get yeah, to my point.
Somebody
if
you, says
if you
you're
guys
Jewish
would, if
or
you,
you're a
say like
Jew.
Roy Moore's wife, Jew.
But this is what I'm
that
trying.
That's horrible.
This did you not see that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, everyone saw that.
This is what I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
Is
let's hear it.
There's a way, you know, it's a way you can say Jew or Jews and be just saying it or being mean, right?
Derogatory, like, yes. Oh, you're such a Jew.
Or just
it's
like...
It's in context. It's not really an inflection
right.
And what would that insinuate if somebody's
that,
like
you're cheap or you're brilliant?
Oh, you're being
like what I was
Jew,
saying,
Noah.
Like the Jews
not
came
athletic.
To America. That's like a historical context of...
The Jews run the internet.
Yeah.
Still a historical,
historical thing.
The Jews run your favorite Twitter and Instagram accounts.
Okay,
it all
so
depends
those
on
are,
how you
so
say
do you want
it,
to start that? You want to start with?
Yeah, we're actually.
You want to start with the negative connotations of the word Jew. So we're talking about mm-hmm. the Jews own the media empire. That's one that I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
Jews own all currency, including, and even though we know it's Asians, cryptocurrency right now is not owned by the Jews, but people seem to think that the Jews own. Online money, or whatever it is. What is a Bitcoin, Noah?
Something the Jews made up.
Right.
I don't know.
So those are some of the
Jews
negative. What are some of the negative stereotypes people also have about like Jewish women, for example?
That basically, if you want like a squawky parrot tell you what to do on your shoulder, that you should date a Jewish woman.
Right. So there's the older Jewish woman stereotype who is.
Window shopping,
like
guilty colostomy bag using. And, I don't know, bingo going.
So Jewish people are just like regular people.
Oh, they're your typical old people, but they don't support Trump. But they're still like, can you believe they're letting black people be dentists now? Like they're still like that.
Whoa.
Except for like Jared Kushner, and
he's dentist.
Not old.
He's a Jew,
but he's not old. I'm telling you about old Jews. They're still like weird bigoty like old people, but they don't support Trump because they're
true.
Just Democrats. Mostly all Jews are Democrats.
That's absolutely positive.
I think
true.
We do need to make the point, listeners, which at this point, episode 6, we have a lot of now.
They don't come in this order.
They're gonna. Anyway, I think. We need to make the point that Ariel Kaplan, you are full Jew. One hunno.
I'm not a muggle Jew.
Your mother was Jewish.
My mother
father.
And my father were fully Jewish.
Okay.
I'm bat mitzvah and I have a Hebrew name.
And we'll get to the bat mitzvah, which is a whole wacky goofy thing. But
yeah,
it's a rite of passage.
I'm a half
a non-expert.
I'm a half blood, half muggle, half Jew. And Aaron here is also the same. But you are shmar mitzvah, right?
I was shmar mitzvah, and
so I just want that point to
what
be
about
made.
Your schwanzes? Are you Schmirkum size?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, so time. Yeah. But that's actually, not an American
thing. No, that's you not being a creep. You know what I mean? If you're a psychopath, then you're not Schmirkum size.
Some people are like, I'll let my baby choose, but by then it's too late, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to be a 45-year-old baby
with a big, like, a question. Like,
should I get it but uncircumcised?
My point is, I think we were kind of trashing the Jews originally, and, you know, we're all a very...
Noah can say these things because his friends are Jewish.
Yeah, I have two people here that make up one and a half Jews.
No,
and
we make up two total.
Times your
two
friends.
Total, including me.
But not by Jewish law. So if you're actually Jewish, you know,
yeah,
we don't
who,
make up two.
Yeah,
Jews.
Who really listens to
yeah,
that?
I'm not
trashing Jews.
Who's
I'm
gonna,
informing about the stereotype.
Where are we going to get arrested, Israel?
Can I take one time out real quick?
Yeah.
Let's not Let's not talk over each other. Hard what for was people
that?
To hear.
This is the Jewish episode. That's going to happen a lot.
Let's just
that's
kind of
hilarious.
Let's just be mindful that not everybody can hear what we're saying. So one
so
of the
oh, okay. Okay.
Oh my God. So Ariel, you were born Jewish, raised Jewish. Did you go to Hebrew school as a youngster?
Yes. I went to Sunday school. And then in third grade, you start going three times a week.
That was me.
For your bar mitzvah. Yeah, for your bar mitzvah. To start. And it's so dumb because you learn how to read Hebrew and you know the prayers, but you can't speak Hebrew.
And you have no idea what the words are.
You don't know what
are.
They're saying.
Yep.
You can't memorization. You can't comprehend your word calling.
So it's just memorizing.
And just, exactly. Yeah, like you know a song or your word calling. Like I can read out the words, but I don't know what I'm saying.
Right.
It's really the most useless skill.
What do you use Hebrew for? It's like algebra kind of.
And it's only really... published and used in Israel. Like, it's so weird that that's not kind of Latin-y at this point. But the Jews have such a strong identity, and they're like, in Israel you can buy everything's in Hebrew. There's kind of a language barrier. Like, when I've been there, it's like, shit, not everybody here speaks English.
Before Israel existed, did they speak Hebrew elsewhere in the world? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as Jesus would say, Happy Hanukkah. I mean, come on. Everybody was like a Hebrew.
I thought
an
he
Israelite.
Was Roman.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
How so?
I don't know.
Were they speaking Hebrew in other regions of the world? I would imagine so, but mostly I think Jews were kind of pushed around the world by different religious issues, like pogroms and stuff, people driving each other out for religious reasons.
Yes.
Is the Jewish culture one of passivity? Is it a non-confrontational culture?
Overall, it's a questioning culture, and it's critical on purpose. It's like, you should ask questions.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, why would you do it this way? Tell me, what's your reasoning? But that's on purpose, to be informed and unfortunately argumentative and cynical. But
that's interesting. I never thought about it that way.
But not to cause... violence or issues, but to talk about it at different angles ahead of time.
Be passive aggressive.
We also don't believe in proselytizing, like going converting people.
Yeah.
Whereas that's huge in Christianity.
What sect of Judaism is that?
What? Of not converting?
Not converting.
That's
is
a
that
whole
thing.
Everything.
Everyone.
Is that the
it's
normal?
Hard to become a Jew. Like, you have to learn multiple prayers and, like, kind of prove to a rabbi, like, that I want to, like, do so many hours, kind of like showing that you have intent to learn about Judaism and, like, become a real informed Jew.
They don't want new people.
No.
You know what I mean?
They want people, like, who are born in it or kind of like, yeah, you're chosen or you're not.
We're old money.
Guilt talks.
Does that make sense? Like, we're not a tech company. We're, like...
Yeah,
a,
I know what you're saying.
We're, like, old railroad. That's
what
Jews are.
I kind of want to... Unless you have any more... Where are your parents from?
So, both of them from New York. My mom's from...
Yeah.
Queens, and my dad's from the Bronx.
So,
yeah,
classic
Jew-y.
Fucking Jew.
When my dad does any prayers in like at all, it's so New York just like screams from his accent. It's like Baruch Atah Adonai. I'm like,
oh, he sounds dope. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What's his name?
Steve.
Isn't your dad from Pennsylvania?
My dad is from DC.
DC.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's where you're
nice.
From. Okay.
I mean, he grew up in outside DC, but. Where it's suburbs now, it used to be just forests.
Well, same.
My
dad, I'm from outside.
My dad was an Orthodox, well, he was raised in an Orthodox household. In,
really?
In,
what?
In,
Your dad's from New York.
Where?
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn,
yeah.
Jesus.
And he moved to Washington, D.C. once upon a time.
That's so crazy. I didn't know
and
that.
And then moved to Denver, which is not.
Is he practicing? Does he?
He's dead.
Oh.
But he's got a little star above his little tombstone, which is.
When did he die?
He died in the war.
Which one?
Come on.
No, he died. He died in the 90s. He died when I was a little kid.
When you were little.
And my grandparents, being very devout Jews, mm-hmm. requested that I be converted. Well, my siblings too. So even though my mother was not Jewish, we were brought into the fold. I don't know what the process is, and I haven't seen the paperwork, but we were admitted.
Hmm.
And we were all circumcised, even my sister.
At that time or ahead of time?
Yeah, gross.
At that time?
Like, we were young. No. When we were born. Like,
yeah, okay.
Like, yeah.
A lot of people before get that done medically. Yeah, like most.
Really?
Yeah, most people are circumcised, like, in general, Jewish or not, because it was recommended for a long time to be for cleanliness.
That's not, and now,
and now they
and
don't
now,
recommend it.
Yeah, now they don't recommend it. And in fact, the only cultures in the world that observe circumcision as a regular thing is the Jewish culture and Americans.
Right, Americans Jeez. Like it. And I'm totally guilty of that. Even as somebody who's not like, I had to say Jew, I'm like, if you're not circumcised, you're not making the cut. You need the cut to make
Yo,
the cut.
Yo, Pun City.
Cut this out of the podcast. Please cut this out. Yeah.
I like that one.
But I feel that way. It's creepy. I don't like looking at that. I don't want to see the uncircumcised fonts. Yeah. No.
Now, what's your story, Noah?
Half and half, you know what I mean? Because my parents, you know, they don't like
to. So they're
to,
half guilty.
You eat bagels, but with like peanut butter and jelly.
Ew, yeah, like everything bagel with peanut butter and butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us your story.
Let's go into the delicatessen, one of the greatest kind of focal points of the Jewish culture.
Oh, food.
But,
we gotta talk about food.
Jews aren't known for their food.
Yes, they are.
What are you talking about?
It's so good it can't be fast food. Matzo ball soup, kugel, everything bagels, lox and shmear. Challah bread, shawarma, falafel, latkes.
Wait, what?
Sufganiyah slash donuts.
Okay.
Come on.
Maybe
pickles.
What's your go-to in Denver?
For Jerusalem's pretty good.
Like
Mediterranean food. But you know what I like is the Jewish kosher deli off Leedsdale and like Alameda.
Oh yeah.
There's like I randomly live in like Jew Central. Like I see like Hasidic Jews.
Oh, you're right there, right off Lisa. Yeah, there's. I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's like it's three super synagogues, true. Right?
Yes,
right
like
there,
right, kind of right next to Greektown, which is weird.
Yeah, which is
Greektown
really
is right there at the Orthodox center, and then right there.
You mean the Greek Church, or the?
Yeah,
I noticed that.
There's well, because
JCC is right next
there.
Door. Yeah,
yeah, it's weird. I moved to like Jewville accidentally, but I've like reaped the like side benefits of there being awesome stuff at the Big King Supers that tastes amazing, like Bomba. It's the best. It's like peanut butter Cheetos.
Have you ever been to Zadie's?
Whoa, what is that?
No.
I've been to Zadie's, yeah.
Is it good?
Zadie's is the best in the city. It's in Cherry Creek. It's like the last place in Cherry Creek
it
that's
really
original.
Is a hole in a,
what?
In a wall.
I
it's
live in Cherry Creek. I
legit?
Go.
Like actual Cherry Creek?
Like pretty much. I live in like Corey Merrill neighborhood, like Colorado, Mississippi.
Oh, no shit. Okay, yeah. Word.
First and just west.
Steel.
Just yeah, steel.
It's
just west
of Colorado.
Oh my god, I have to go tomorrow.
It's legit.
I want to go tomorrow.
It's so they have latke Reuben, which is you know instead of bread, it's two latkes, obviously.
Boy,
fucking,
latke
I get
sandwich.
The chili. They have the Zadie's potatoes, which is just like dank ass potatoes and like salami and cheese, and their bagels are so
salami
dang.
Though. I don't believe it because it's pork, but still.
One time, my brother went in there. And he
I don't
said,
know.
One time, my brother went in there and he said, "Let me have the Israeli salad. Hold the hummus."
Yeah,
and they didn't like that. That was. He was trying to make a joke.
Because he said
Hamas.
It's not
a terrorist organization.
Yeah, and they're not 100% kosher. They have hot dogs and shit. But they're it's fucking dead.
It's
good. I really want to go to this place called Yaffa Savory because she has what's it called? Shakshuka.
What is shakshuka?
Shakshuka is like peppers and tomatoes with like two eggs in it, and then you dip challah in and eat it. It's kind of like a topping. It's amazing.
I go back to what I said. I like the food truck Gefilte Fish Go. And
ew!
Gefilte
fish is misrepresentational. I don't like that at all.
Yeah,
that's your hot dog. That's what they say.
That is a Jewish hot dog.
It's gross. What, yeah. It's a white fish.
It's a Swedish meatball for Jews. Yeah,
it's not good.
It's not good.
But any reason to put horseradish in your mouth?
Ooh, I love horseradish.
What?
I love a little horseradish.
I'll have horseradish with like onion rings. That's where I have my.
That's
horseradish.
Where you go.
That's how you get the girls.
Want
to slow dance?
Fuck yeah!
Ask Noah. How many, ask how many girls Noah has slow danced with. Say
is
it.
It
10? You have to say it.
Yeah, how about it? Yeah, all of my.
Is that the number you were expecting?
You know,
I was expecting
I don't,
way
you know
more.
What? I don't even keep track.
Noah's.
I wasn't ready for this question.
The rule of Noah is plus or minus 10.
Right.
How many bar bat mitzvahs have you been to?
So many. You know what? Here's
more than 25?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. Wow. You should have slow danced more, my friend.
Yeah.
I told you it should have been more.
It was like 50.
Wow.
More like 100.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Then like.
So I guess we'll move there since you wanted
Aaron,
to move
Aaron, bar
there.
Mitzvahs, what's your number?
Oh, like 4? is low.
Weak.
Well, because I grew up in the suburbs.
Yeah, I never went to.
You know how long it took me to get
to. You missed out on so many blow up guitars.
Let's move in. Let's move into that most ridiculous of traditions, which is, you know, becoming a man or woman at age 13, which is just ridiculous. Why don't you take us through the traditions of
First of all, and I'm sorry, this is going to be a little gross, but Noah, what came first, you or your bar mitzvah?
And what I'm worried to answer this because you said this is going to be gross.
What do you think he meant?
I don't see.
Man ejaculation.
Yeah, did you?
Did you become a man or did you?
Oh,
become
is that
a
what
man?
She meant?
Did, who? What came?
See, that's stupid.
Well, you're young. You
definitely
don't
my bar,
you don't pick up
bat mitzvah did. I was like a late bloomer slash early. I was like 12 when I got bat mitzvah.
That's cool.
Girls can be 12, but boys have to be 13.
Well, girls blossom
really
early.
For real.
Yeah, they're like, they're mature, so they can be adults. Plus, you're probably only going to live to 26. Let's do this. Like when it was
that's
established
dope.
As a tradition, right? Like. Back in the before Christ slash before the Common Era times.
Dude, if I die, if Common I went out at 26, man, that would have been awesome.
I don't want to live past 60, but I realize like how I'm not brave enough to kill myself, like step out in front of a bus. So I'll probably be here for fucking
would you
hour.
Not?
That's
you
not
wouldn't...
you killing yourself either. That's the bus
that's
killing
a bus
you.
Killing you.
Exactly. Not brave enough to not even be brave.
You're putting that on the bus driver. That
yeah,
guy,
right?
That
and a whole bus of people ruining their day.
Or making it better.
Could be a good day.
Being selfless or really selfish.
What if they're watching videos of people getting hit by trains?
I do that all the time
you?
On the bus.
Watch people.
I watch that Amtrak derail over and over again.
I can't watch that stuff. It makes me sick.
I just think. See, here's the problem. I just think about it because then it's like insane in my mind. It's like.
That's crazy.
Who's your favorite Jewish comedian?
Probably Nikki Glaser.
Really?
She's
I really
Jewish.
Like her, yeah.
Because not like Mel Brooks.
Oh, I love Mel Brooks. That's
or
true.
Fucking,
okay, well, I'm more producer-y.
Jerry Seinfeld? Come
no,
on.
No, not Jerry Seinfeld. Actually.
You, don't, you
hey,
don't have a...
Hey, hey. She's
I'm
allowed
angry.
To have her
He's being such
opinions.
A Jew about it. He's arguing
she's
his
allowed
time.
To have her own opinion.
I'm so angry.
I can hear it in your tone.
I also like Esther Pavitsky. I think she's very funny, but she's also kind of like a noobit.
Who's
like,
that?
Exactly. She's like up and coming, but she's really funny.
Esther?
But yeah, I prefer female Jewish comedians.
Sure.
Sarah? Yeah, of course Sarah Silverman's hilarious, but she kind of annoys me at the same time because sure. She's super pompous and like offended, but also offensive. It's like you can't live in a glass house and be yourself.
That's true. She is very offended.
She gets like offended by everything. It's for like, real. Bitch, calm down. You're old. They're going to call you on it. It's a roast.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa. We're
roasted.
Fucking throwing shade at Sarah.
Speaking
Silverman.
Of roasts, Jews really love brisket.
That's
absolutely
that's
a big
true.
Jewish tradition.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Mm-hmm. Brisket. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Is that why there's so many Jews in Kansas City?
Why? Because Omaha Steak?
Because it's the barbecue capital of the U.S.
Oh, it's more like broiled? Where's the broil capital?
I think it's steamed.
Is it?
Not
it's
smoked.
In the oven.
Well, maybe they do that, too.
I think
it's broiled.
Churned.
Charred.
With a
churned.
Churned.
That's like for, like, I don't know, nursing home patients. We churned your brisket.
Have you done state right and follow up?
Birthright?
Birthright.
State right.
And follow up.
And what's the age on that? It's 26
now? Now they bumped it up to 27 to 35. There's like a new
shit.
Section.
Whoa, 35?
You can do it.
Can
this is your last year.
Oh, my God. I should go.
You got to jump on it. If
you
never
actually
been.
Should go.
I got to go twice because I got a new passport, and for some reason they didn't figure it out.
Wow, now
that's fucking.
Figure it out.
You just
you
got
know
I Jewed the Jews.
Israel illegal.
Oh, chose
and follow up.
How long did it take to register for all that?
Not long, but they do call and do like a little interview and like check you out. Even if you're not Jewish, you can convince them you are.
Hey, listen to this.
For real.
For people who
that's
don't
sick.
Know what birthright is,
yeah.
It's when the state of Israel gives you
which
a
is
free...
actually a country. They say state, and you're like, I'm pretty sure Israel is not a state. They're like,
it's
they
a state
say
of
state.
Turmoil.
It's a country.
Yeah, it's in turmoil.
Yeah,
like Texas.
State of
Israel.
Did
that's
you know
like, I'm in such a state of Israel today. And your mom's like, oh, who's a cranky
why are
dick?
Your nipples so depressed? Yeah, I know. I hate that moment with your mom.
I have
I'm going to write that down.
I have
that's
sunken
a good
nipples,
bit.
Yeah.
That's
a good
yeah.
Bit.
I hate when my nipples look depressed because I'm so Israel. Israeli sucky.
You should get a two nipple God, solution.
I got so many fucking settlements on my ass.
Bro.
Are you going to...
Wait, so can we tell them what it is?
It is birthright. 10 days for free in Israel if you've never been. Israelis come on your trip. Their main underlying goal is to make you marry an Israeli or send money to the state or move to the state or take an Israeli back with you and send money back to Israel. It's still about money.
Can I?
You guessed it.
Can I go if I'm married?
Ooh, don't mention it in your interview.
What do you mean you're married?
I'm not married and I'm interested in Jewish culture. Oh, the goyim. No.
But
oh.
She's Jewish, right?
She's interested in Judaism. But that's the thing is, like, Jewish, I love that the Judaism goes through the mother because the idea is, like, you always know who the mom is.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
Like, that's how you know it's an old school religion.
Because men used to skip out.
All right? Like, they still don't, we don't have cell phones. We don't have a way to find him. Everyone looks like Moshe, but, you know, he looks just like his mom. So,
this curly brown hair.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do, and follow up.
So wait, you went. Are you going to talk about the birthright?
Yeah, go ahead.
I went twice and it was awesome. And I extended my trip the second time and it was amazing.
And what did you do there? Because when I was thinking about going, I was like 24 and I was scared to go because that place is scary.
It's a scary place.
My trip got canceled the first time because it was too unsafe. Like the first summer I registered, they were like, not this summer. And they like canceled us. And I had to be a counselor at a Jew camp and it was like the worst summer ever. Then
Jew camps used to not be fun places.
You know what? They still aren't. They're not still kind of.
I was a camp counselor, but not at a Jew camp.
Still,
where it's
on Jude's campus, not okay. Yeah,
I know I'm the dumbest one here. I'm just gonna say it. That was pretty good.
That was.
Thank you. I thought it was pretty good as well.
Okay, that's a little.
We're doing accents. This
if
whole...
you want to throw in an accent, here
I think I have been.
Yeah,
here or there, but I think I'll continue.
Talking voice.
Oh no, I imitated my mom and stuff. Another goyim, like you. Cool.
Her last name is Goyim?
No.
Sorry, Kmart.
What is goyim?
Goyim is like describing what like non-Jews do.
Like a Gentile.
Like Target is Jewish. Kmart is goyish. Gotcha. Right? Like Nike's Jewish.
Goyim's a Gentile, right?
But it's a kind of a slang Yiddish word for it that's like lesser than. It's a little derogatory.
Like a trash Gentile.
Like you're a little, like white, like trash Gentile. Not trash, but like.
No, I like what I said.
Like a like schmuck. Schmucky.
Schmucky.
Yeah, you're schmuck.
Nah, what's going on?
Yeah,
that's good. So do you agree with President Donald Trump's decision to make Jerusalem the capital
good
of
question.
Israel?
Because the rest of the world's going nuts.
Yeah, they're
crazy.
Not liking
they
it.
Not like it.
Then that's
all.
Why I feel it's like we don't want you on our team. It's Ooh. Worse to have Trump say that it's the capital than him not to say it is.
But Israel seems like they liked it.
Yeah, they liked it a lot.
Hmm. I would understand why, but especially because the they're there and like Hezbollah rockets and like people are there. When you're there, you see all kinds of little.
That's what a rocket. We're doing rocket noises now.
Oh, good. That was real. I thought there was like a sound effect, like a PowerPoint sound
it
effect.
It was. It was a sound effect.
Yeah, sound effects for me.
It was man-made. It was really good.
Rockets are man-made.
It's sad. You see a lot of those, like, well, we have, like, little crosses here. They have, like, little pictures of, like, people who died from, like, rockets.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is kind of a follow-up to the follow-up. There's a difference between Hamas and hummus.
Yeah, it's
correct?
Hummus.
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 Hummus. And Hamas.
Hamas.
There's no and Hamas.
And Hamas.
It's just Hamas.
Hamas is a terrorist group.
Hamas is what you dip pita in, and hummus is part of Hezbollah.
Right, it's a pocket of Hezbollah.
And Hezbollah is based out of Somalia.
Hezbollah is based out of Libya.
Tzatziki. Tzatziki is a sauce.
Tzatziki is part of ISIS.
Let's just call it hummus and move on.
Okay.
Cool. So, State of Israel doing good. Bright future ahead.
You know, we like Israel because it's the last democracy in the Middle East. Right. They're smarter than us. Like they have a ton of technology. HP's located there. Like all their like headquarters because they have technology we don't have. Like they have stuff, and that's why.
I believe it.
But that's
there's
a lot
money
of foreign
going
countries,
back and
you
forth.
Guys. Huh? Like the Korea,
the Caribbeans.
Even if you took all the technology in both North and South Korea, they still average better technology than here.
It's true.
That is here.
It's like our chocolate. Why the fuck does it suck so much compared to like Belgium? What's happening?
Well, they have the best cows.
Yeah. Yeah,
it all comes
Belgium
down to mental health care. Yeah. You know, we need mental health care, and so do the cows.
Yeah, there are 320 million people in the United States also, and it's like
in less than half
3,000 miles long. It's just too big to have the best of everything.
We're a continent. That's not fair.
We're not,
we're the
though.
Biggest country. No, Russia is.
Russia's the biggest.
Russia's the biggest in area.
But look at Russia. You can only live in like 10% of it, like the brain.
Yeah, Russia sucks.
Russia sucks. I feel bad for Russia because like they have so much land and like they thought they had so much power back in the day, but now they're kind of like,
There's only like 40 million Russians in Russia.
Yeah,
I believe
it. No.
I mean, and it they might don't seem like people that would millions, like, but it's not very many.
They don't seem like big reproducers either. Right. You know what I mean? No. Like, it's cold. I don't really want to snuggle with you. I'm a prostitute. And anyway,
well, they used to reproduce, and then their government would kill them.
Right? They disappear in the night and stuff. What happened? But then they bring in Boys to Men to get people to fuck.
Boys to Men.
Like, no, Putin would have concerts for people to like kind of get them aroused. Yes. Literally to try to make more citizens.
I've been there.
How is Boys to Men arousing? It's boys to men.
He was hoping that the men would step up and just fuck their wives, no matter what they said. It was not a good idea, and, I mean, we all know.
So what is the best way to help keep the Jewish religion and people alive? Because
there's only like 2% of the U.S. population.
Outside of it, I get, yes, of practicing it, but honestly, I kind of feel like I probably, even if I married a Jew, wouldn't raise my kids Jewish, because I'm like, we have science now. Mm. And also, you can be a good person without religion, I think, as long as you're using a lot of moments as teaching moments as a, I guess, a parent.
Yeah, what do you use Judaism for now?
I don't know. Is like, it's a moral compass? Connection. It's more of, yeah, to discover yourself, I think. Mm-hmm. It's more of a spiritual quest rather than a religious one, I think, for most people.
Sure.
Especially millennials at this point. People want to turn back to Judaism, though, because they believe a lot of the practices, the ancient ones, like the Tai Chi, like the Krav Maga, like all the mindfulness and stuff is like obviously very healthy.
I would say that's more important to me now as an old man is the tradition more than the teachings or but the tradition comes from those and that's intriguing to me and it pulls me in sometimes and I have to step back and say, how do you fit into this equation?
Do you have to be a practicer to be a believer though?
That's true, but I don't think I'm necessarily a believer. But I think practicing would bring me in. I think that would turn me.
I like the idea of being responsible for your actions. I don't think you have to hold yourself accountable to a higher power. I think it is about a transfer of responsibility.
That's such a millennial thing to say.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not what my
rabbi said. Okay, back to the real Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's his fault, and he's taking on our sins now for it.
Yeah, he's been taking on our sins for a long time.
I know. I feel bad for the guy.
2,000 years.
He's going to need a bigger cross.
Hey, Jesus.
It's a large cross to bear.
We're going to need a bigger cross for this one.
Who's going to pay for it?
We need a nail gun this time.
So what is the basement level Jew? Like how low on
a Jew who is a janitor.
A reform person. That's all.
That's reform. Jew. So you could be
Orthodox, conservative, and Reform Judaism. Which
what about Hasidic?
Hasidic is Orthodox.
They're the same?
No, they're the highest, like most strict.
Which is higher?
Hasidic or Orthodox?
Yes.
That's the same.
They're the same.
That's what I just
said. They're the same.
I said yes, they're the same. You've been lisping the whole time.
Okay,
like, the Thane.
So Reformed Jews are the worst kind. Or not the worst kind.
Yeah,
but
which
the
is
bottom.
The worst kind?
I kind of believe the Hasidic Jews are the worst kind because they give us a bad name. They're kind of creepy and like super angry and stuck in like old, literally biblical didactic as it's written by the book Ways and haven't adapted it.
Let's
they're pretty
do this.
Sexist
Let's do this.
Too,
Let's
huh?
do
yeah.
this. Let's do this. Let's do this.
And women are stuck in those marriages and they're like not allowed out and stuff. Yeah,
you can burn Let's them. Do this. Uh-huh. You're a 10-year-old boy.
Oh, I'll.
I don't want to do this. Cute, I don't want to do this.
I'll do it.
A cute 10-year-old boy.
Yeah,
okay, Noah.
Cute. Uh-oh.
Here I go.
Yep, and
I
you're very naive.
10.
So you're Noah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fresh 10.
Was it Hanukkah Eve? You said
you're a hot.
Is
10.
It the fourth night of Hanukkah?
Now, would Fuck. You rather be stuck in a booth, a very sensual, warm booth with?
What do you mean, like a confessional booth?
Could be.
Or like a booth where you sit in at IHOP.
Let him just finish. I'm ready to hear the question.
We're at Zadie's. And you're with a rabbi. Would you rather be with an Hasidic rabbi or would you rather be with a Catholic priest?
Ooh. Neither.
Why don't we play?
This really is a question for Ariel.
Oh, neither. Yeah, but obviously the rabbi. Oh, the rabbi.
The
all
rabbi.
The day.
So
all day.
Even though he's Hasidic. And,
yep.
Okay.
Why don't we do a little role playing?
Sure.
Hi. Which guy are you going to be first? Do the cat, do the priest first.
I'll be the priest.
Hi,
hello.
Hi, this is, I'm Noah, or whatever, and, yeah, I'll get some latkes.
This is my boy, Noah, and I love
hey,
him.
Hey, stop it, please!
He's such a sweet piece
Jesus. I would like to leave.
You
and
can't
call,
leave, Noah.
And
you
call
can't
my
leave,
mom.
Noah.
I'd actually like to leave and call my mom, please. Thank you.
You can't leave, Noah.
Thank you, Father. I'm going to get out of here.
You can't leave, Noah.
I will,
you can't leave,
Noah. I will pay for this when I see you on Sunday.
God will see you masturbate.
Okay, goodbye. All right, let's try the rabbi.
It's not a phone call.
The rabbi. Oh, okay. Noah, what brings you in today?
Hello, Rabbi Eli.
That's a good my brother's name.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Is he a rabbi?
Is he Jewish?
No. Yes, he is Jewish.
Still.
Rabbi
Still,
Eli.
Still, I know. Can you believe it?
That's a...
Rabbi Eli.
Hello.
I have a sermon today, so what do you need? I need to be ready my sermon.
Oh, you're going to do it. Okay. All right, let's start from the beginning. I didn't realize.
Okay. Oh, are you going to act different?
Okay. Here's the bell. They open the door. And it's Noah, and he's a little boy. Okay. And he's with his rabbi,
come to his
Eli.
Door?
Nope, you guys are walking to the restaurant.
I think we get the gist of it. Do we have to do this now?
Yeah, we don't have to do it anymore.
Okay, I think we... Hello!
Step on the glass. L'chaim.
L'chaim!
Step on the glass.
What is the glass thing? What is that,
that
supposed
is
to do?
That is to symbolize...
So when you get married, you step on
the
glass.
When you get married, the man steps on the glass. If you get divorced, you have to put it all back together with your toes.
That's hilarious.
Just
gosh, what a fun
no.
joke
no.
is that?
She's not kidding. That's great.
I can see why the Hasidic wives are stuck.
That's great. I had one about the menorah, too. It's like, if you light it from the wrong side, the Holocaust happens again. Because it's all a big deal about what Canada
I'm glad.
First.
I'm really glad you think that that's funny.
Yeah, really. You know, our podcast is
of humor.
Fun
and it's great that you can be so selfish about that, because not only did Jews die in the Holocaust, but like 6 million gypsies and 6 million gay
Jews.
People and 6 million
Jews and died. Not that's the number of Jews. Stop
million,
using that number.
6 million Germans died also. Six
that
million.
Were Jews.
Guess how many Russians? 20
40
million. 20
million.
20
million.
20
Russians.
Million.
And that was just.
That was just on the. That's on the backside of Russia. They weren't. Even
my mom really
war.
Believes that
the
if the Holocaust didn't happen, that we'd have the cure for cancer, because like they killed so many smart people.
Well,
I know. I was like, that's really optimistic, but
if they were
sort
so
of
smart,
agreed.
They wouldn't get. No, I'm
they wouldn't
that.
Have died,
no,
right?
I'm not going to say that. That's,
she said it though for
yeah,
you. So.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I was just reading faces in here. That's right, everyone. Isn't it a tough world for us chosen people?
Yeah, that's the maybe you guys should stop with that. The chosen people stuff. Maybe that's the problem.
No.
Just be like, nah.
Chosen lasts for a lot of sports. Okay.
So here's what we like to do. We like to wrap up the podcast. Noah will ask me what he thinks I learned, and I'll ask what he learned.
No. I ask you what I would like you to have learned, and then you ask me what he would like me to have learned.
Before we do that, bro,
right?
Do you have Ariel? Thank you so much for being on.
Yes,
the podcast.
By the way, thank you so much.
We always like to end on a Holocausty kind of note, but we would like to ask you one final thing. Do you have any final thoughts?
Are you asking for a final solution? No. Okay.
Is it two state? That's the wrong
is it
answer,
too late?
Isn't it?
Oh, man.
Nine.
We are getting really geopolitical on this.
I could.
Is it nine?
Whoa.
No, good. We're right on time. Okay.
What time we at?
Is there anything else I want to say?
Imbue
shalom.
Us with your, yeah, shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Kind of like, shalom. Kinda like aloha.
Shalom aleichem. Yeah.
Shalom aleichem.
Salam aleichem.
It's shalom aleichem, too.
Baruch. Okay.
Baruch.
Baruch.
Atah. We could do the blessing for the menorah, but I don't think anyone here deserves
a
dramatic
extra
like that.
Let's do it. Let's pretend these cans are menorahs.
Candles.
Candles. Baruch.
Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech.
Good, Noah.
Eloheinu Melech Olam. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotam v'tzivanu d'meadish shelchanu kam.
Wow. That was really good.
Nice. Okay, so Noah, what should I have I had learned?
I would like you to have learned that in our Anglo-Christian society that there is no place for any other religion.
Wow. I did pick up on that for the most part in there. Here's what I would have liked.
I think that's what you would have picked up. I don't think there's any place for that
right.
kind of sentiment
right.
or bigotry
right.
in our place.
Right.
But I think that's probably what you picked up.
Right. And what I would like you to have taken away from this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is what Noah should have learned. That even though they took a little too much off, it's still the right thing to get the circumcision.
Well, even though you couldn't consent. You're not going to convince me on that.
You didn't consent, but you know what? When you meet a lady and she lets you, or whatever, whoever you meet.
It does, yeah, whatever.
It could be a boy.
Or who, or who, or whatever.
Whom?
Or whom, or whomsoever.
So whoever does you meet and they let you take off your pants for them.
That'd be cool.
Then that'd be cool. Let them be
don't
the
let
judge.
It be a priest or a rabbi.
It's unless already... it's a girl rabbi.
No, then definitely don't.
Yeah, do. Don't. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for coming on the
show. Thank you. It was cold. Was it too cold in here?
It was copacetic. It was kosher.
It was kosher. Oh, that's a funny little thing she said at the end. It's
thanks for coming by.
Thanks,
this is,
thanks, Ariel.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this is happening.
Goodbye. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right. All right. Get that. Get it. Get.
All right, guys. I think that's
a wrap.
That's a fucking riggedy. Hey, thanks.
So Noah's here. Aaron's here. Ariel's here.
Yes.
Kaplan? Kaplan. Kaplan.
And that's Kaplan.
Kaplan
with a K.
Kaplan.
Yes. Yes, Kaplan with a K. Like so, the education system. Not related.
Oh, I know somebody who worked there.
Those people they work for fucking me. I mean, monsters.
Seriously.
Have you done a podcast before?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And in this exact seat.
Wow.
Maybe over there. I forget.
Yeah. So just talk right up into it. You
so
just
if
get
an
as
intruder
close
comes
as you
in,
have to. No, are you hearing what I'm saying? Talk into it.
Yeah, I'm not ready to talk.
Okay, when you're ready.
So if an
I'm
intruder,
not ready.
If an intruder comes in, they're gonna see you guys first.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll get you first.
Why did they? Yeah, no. For
do you
real.
Think Ben shut the door?
Do you think he locked it?
I think he left it wide open. What? Do I think he shut the door? Yeah, probably.
You're being a real Jew. So. You should probably just check so we're not paranoid the whole session.
Me?
Yeah, go check.
He's all nervous.
No, I'm not nervous.
All right,
so no one's going to go check.
Be the day that a homeless person comes in and lights this place on fire.
I thought there was a TV.
Oh, I felt the warmth.
Yeah, go check the lock. Okay, so while he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
How you doing?
Come on. Let's have this bar mitzvah going. We can't be fingering each other under the table while Noah's... Oh.
Why?
What was the question?
Welcome back, Noah.
What's that, a gummy bite?
That was on my foot. That might have been on my foot.
It might have been.
Gummy bites.
So the sex pot studio is like nature. You kind of have to leave it better than you found it. You know, uh-huh. Take only pictures, leave only footprints.
Right, right.
Don't feed the bears.
Mm.
And there are many a bear. Hey, Noah, what are you doing there, buddy? You settled down?
I'm trying to get comfortable.
In your comfy seat? Why did you move seats?
Me? Why does it matter?
Did we turn off
three? I thought you'd be safer from an intruder there.
This has been a Sex Pot Comedy Joint. Collaborative, community-driven comedy produced by Andy Jewett and Kayvon Kalatvari. Headquartered in Denver, Colorado, with technical support from Isaac Miller. Every day at sexpopcomedy.com or at a show near you. Until next time, be well, friends.